basically many, many planes that need to sort of land perfectly on their runways over the next several weeks for this repeal, or what I like to call a conditional repeal measure, to be passed before this Congress goes out of session. And pretty much everybody involved acknowledges that if Congress does go out of session without finishing work on that legislation, that the prospect of a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the foreseeable future will evaporate.
So essentially, when Congress comes back, the so-called lame duck session, do we know that they're going to look at this?
Well, it is currently on a bill. It's currently on the National Defense Authorization Act. It was attached to that bill in May by the Senate and was already part of that bill around that same time by the House. It was attached by the Senate Armed Services Committee, I should say. And this is the same bill that the Congress tried to take up back in September. The Senate tried to take it up. There was a filibuster by Senator John McCain of Arizona, and the Democrats, with a few defections, were essentially unable to overcome that filibuster. The Republicans all stood together on that vote with, I think, three or four Democrats, and they couldn't get the 60 votes needed to bring that bill to the floor. Senator Harry Reid, the still majority leader of the Senate, or outgoing majority leader of the Senate, says that he will attempt to bring that bill to the floor for action again during the lame duck.
And then we have from the Pentagon, Secretary Gates essentially saying, hey, the Congress needs to deal with this. We seem to have a little bit of disagreement, though, among senior military leaders.
Oh, I think there's more than a little bit of disagreement. Secretary Gates and Admiral Mullen have been out public in the last year or so saying that they think that we should be moving in the direction of repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which, of course, is President Obama's policy. However, a number of, if not all of the combatant commanders, the heads of the various military services, are saying that they either don't want to change the policy or don't want to change it right now or don't think it's a good idea to change it while we're engaged in at least one and arguably two wars overseas. So, and as you mentioned, the Marine Corps Commandant Amos has been probably the most outspoken in terms of suggesting that the current policy should stay in place, making some sort of, I thought, somewhat unusual comments that because the military members sleep out in the open, that they presumably would be at some risk from openly gay service members.
Well, and I think there was some discussion about why he made his comments right now. And in fact, I forget whether it was Secretary Gates or the head or Admiral Mullen who's
right.
Essentially said, "Hey, we were going to talk about this amongst ourselves before we're talking
right,
about
I
it."
I think publicly. It was Admiral Mullen
yeah.
who suggested that Amos may have stepped a little bit out of line the last time. The Marine Corps Commandant, I think it was at his confirmation hearing, was asked directly by a member of Congress, and there it's considered fair game. If you're asked to answer a question, you know, you better answer it fairly
right.
Directly because you're, I don't know if you're under oath or not, but that's considered the imperative, and this was some other setting where Amos was speaking out the other day, and so I think Admiral Mullen indicated that these comments were out of line, but what it indicates is when this report comes out on December 1st, talking about attitudes in the military and how this change can be effectuated, it's not going to be all tied up with a nice bow and presented in a way that shows exactly how everything can be taken care of and everyone accommodated. I think we have to assume that there will be some high-ranking officers who are opposed, and there'll be some number in there of troops who say, at least say, that they're going to quit the service or not reenlist or something along those lines if they are required to serve alongside openly gay service members.
Talk a little bit about this study, this report. Do we know December 1st is when we expect it to be released?
Right.
What form? I mean, who's writing it? Who's pulling it together? I mean, this seems like a very controversial thing to be pulling together at this point.
Right. Well, there's a working group in the Pentagon that I believe is headed up by Jay Johnson, who is the Pentagon's top lawyer, general counsel, a civilian. And they have been working on this issue, and the marching orders to the group are not really whether Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal is a good idea, but how it could be implemented, what are the problems that could arise in terms of benefits or, couples that might want to live together or potentially even spouses, since we have gay marriage being legal in some states that might enroll, how would all those kinds of things be handled, how could it all be worked through, but a big component of it is public opinion poll or a military public opinion poll, some surveys, hundreds of thousands of surveys that were sent out to members of the service to ask their attitudes about various issues relating to the possibility of authorizing openly gay service members. On the other hand, you have many members of the military saying, look, you know, this policy already isn't really strictly enforced, that they know people who are more or less known publicly to be gay or lesbian who are in the service. And in most cases, it comes to naught. They just go about doing their business.
Yeah. And then, of course, overlaying all this, the court cases, and then the DOD seem to say, okay, it's on again, off again. We're recruiting. We're not recruiting. I can understand how there can be some real confusion out there.
Right. It was on again, off again. And you also have this very awkward situation where the Obama administration, President Obama, favoring repeal of the statute, the law, the 1993 law that underlies this policy. But at the same time, his Justice Department in court fighting to preserve it, saying that they have a duty to uphold statutes that Congress has enacted, but then having to go into court and put like a footnote in every legal brief that they file saying, oh, by the way, not only the president doesn't support this, but as the other side in those cases will often point out, he has said that he believes the policy is harmful to national security because it discourages otherwise qualified people from joining the service and causes talented linguists and officers and so forth to be forced out of the service. And so it's very awkward for the administration to be defending this in court when sort of a lead witness for the side saying that it's not a helpful policy for national security among those witnesses is President Obama. It's just a very, very tricky business.
But as you mentioned early on in our conversation, the window for this is pretty much now or never. It's not going to happen for a while, is it?
It seems like that. It seems like it is likely now only because if it doesn't happen now, you're going to have the House Republicans in control. This is not a priority item for them, even though there are opinion polls of the general American public that seem to show between 70% and 80% support for doing away with this policy. It's not a priority item for House Republicans, and there's no real reason to think that they'd be eager to move legislation with this kind of language in it. Even if there might be some appetite for it in the Senate, which is also not entirely clear with the narrower majority that Democrats will have there. So it does seem like this is the chance to do it if there is one, but there are so many moving parts, as you said at the outset, that it's hard. There are just, I would say, dozens of ways that this can go wrong and perhaps only one or two ways that it could go right in the eyes of those who are seeking to pursue a repeal.
Very complex, and things just, it's hard to keep track of where we stand at any particular moment in time.
Right, that's absolutely right, and this bill that they want to attach things to, one of the ways that they may be able to get it through the Senate is by opening it broadly to a lot of amendments. One of the problems with that is what if someone tries to attach something that President Obama finds particularly objectionable.
Yeah.
He could be presented with a bill that tries to do something on Guantanamo or terrorist suspects or what have you that he disagrees with, but it has this item that he considers, you know, must pass that he's promised to his supporters in the gay community ever since the 2008 campaign. So there are a whole number of wrinkles here yet to play out before this story is over.